Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
All right, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in this story of Peter meeting the house of Cornelius in Acts 10, and we come to a passage that I kind of find amusing and I find pretty telling. Peter talks with them. As he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Verse 28, he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection as soon as I was sent for you. I ask then, for what reason have you sent for me? Now, a couple of glaring things happen in this moment. Number one, Peter suddenly realizes he was perplexed back in verse 17 as to what the vision of the unclean animals meant. He suddenly gets it. He realizes that what God was saying to him is, don't call any man common or unclean. What he missed was that Jesus actually said, what God has cleansed, don't call common. So Peter gets part of it, but not all of it. The part he gets was God wanted him to accept everybody. He got that. What he missed was God was willing to cleanse everybody. And that part he doesn't yet get. Another thing that if Peter was perplexed, I'm perplexed. What perplexes me is that Peter could watch Jesus, who would willingly sit down with people who were of, the best way to say it, of ill repute. And yet Peter has a problem with this in this moment. However, I will say this. Peter is now going into a home of a Gentile. We don't know that Jesus did that. As much as we know Jesus consorted with known prostitutes, sinners, tax collectors, he still went to his brethren, Jews. Even when he's in Syrophoenicia and the Syrophoenician woman beckons for a healing, he doesn't go to her house to heal her daughter. That would have been going to the house of a Gentile. Not even Jesus did that. They weren't ready for that. It would take the internalization of the Holy Spirit for the early church to be able to sit down in the house of a Gentile. So while Peter had seen Jesus do great things with sinners, he had not seen Jesus sitting at meals with in the home of Gentiles. And so this makes a difference in ministry for Peter to try to cross that line, so to speak. And he still doesn't know why he's there. He says, I came without objection. Why did you send for me? Because Peter has not yet had it sort of penetrate his understanding that the Lord wants to save the house of Cornelius. For Peter, it's okay now to consort with them. But surely they can't have exactly what I have because I'm of the house of Israel. I'm one of God's children. And there's got to be a marked difference. So Cornelius says, four days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer's been heard, your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He's lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things God commanded by you. That blows Peter away, that God would speak so clearly to a centurion, a Roman citizen, a Gentile, and say Peter's name and call him out. That when Peter opens his mouth in verse 34, he says, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. So Peter suddenly gets it and begins to do what he's called to do. We'll get into that sermon tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.